Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He's coming back. His return is soon. And I thank the Lord that things are going to work out perfectly. You know, when the Lord returns, it's going to be amazing the wisdom and precision that He uses when He makes His glorious return. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I thank God for every day He gives me to do His perfect will. Every chance I get to be a blessing to someone, to help someone, to live the life of God in the presence of my friends. Because God loves us. Our daily routine is a message all by itself. You know, the Lord called me to preach in 1987. And I take ministry serious, very serious. And I want to do all that's in His heart. Everything that He wants me to do, I want to be about His business. And He has done good things on my behalf. He's helped me to go forward, taught me things that's coming, things that He's doing. And I always wanted my life to be used by God to help others see Him. When I first received the peace of God and I experienced His love, I knew I was going to live forever from the inside out. And I was not perfect. I just knew that I was redeemed. I felt redeemed. I felt brand new. I still had to work with that mind. I still had to work with my tongue. Old habits don't just go away. When a wino gets saved, he got the same stomach. Unless God do a miracle, he's going to struggle with that. And sometimes when people get saved, God do a miracle. And just, they don't struggle with things. But I had to work with my tongue, and God was patient with me. For 6 months, I continued to pray and I asked Him to help me to not use profanity, and He worked with me too. But from the beginning, I felt brand new. And 6 months later, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then I was able to do what I was struggling to do. And I'm glad it worked out that way. I know how people feel. You know, I can identify with how people feel in their walk with the Lord. But the good thing is, He don't give up on you, and He helps you along the way. And everything that was a struggle, He made it easy for me. He made it, with His wisdom, it became an easy thing to deal with. And it's good. When as He helps us go forward, and we do the things of God, we learn about Him, and we learn that we can trust Him. Now, when a person get to a point that they can trust God, it is game over for Satan, because he can show you things and he can help you defeat Satan on any scale, whether it's your life personally, your family, your friends, your county, your state, your country, even the world. Have total domination over Satan. And I wish more people would practice it and then teach it. Because we do have total domination over Satan. That's one of the first things Jesus did, was put Satan under our feet. And that's a good thing. But that's not the reason to rejoice. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, the Lord always kept it first. We're saved. We follow Him. We seek first the kingdom of God. We submit our lives to God. And then we resist Satan. And then he flees from us every time. And it's not hard. You don't have to pray through. You just tell Satan what he can't do in faith. And he's got to go. him, and you know, he's the same probably, you know, he's wherever he is. He dispatched demons to and fallen angels to watch your life and aggravate your purpose. They report back to him. Instead of dealing with all that, I just say, Satan, stop it. And the whole process stops. Works good. Cut the snake off at the head. And I've had good success doing so. And you're going to grow. You know, you have to fill your heart with the Word of God. Continually. And you'll have success day and night. You study day and night and you'll have God's success as you fill your heart with His Word. And I wish every preacher preached that. Most preachers don't. A lot of people study to preach. And some people study to prove their point. And some people study to satisfy their curiosity. But in this life, if you're going to win in this life, you have to fill your heart with God's Word concerning whatever it is you want to conquer. That's submitting your life to God. That's part of it. Being willing to obey Him, staying out of trouble, not sinning. And all these things come from the Word, from a healthy study of the Word of God. When your heart is filled with His love, there's no room to desire the wrong things. And when you don't desire the wrong things, you can actually hate the wrong things. It's not enough just to not do something in my life. I don't ever want anything satanic, worldly, or close to the edge of wrong. I don't want it in my life, and I don't want it in my thinking process. I definitely don't want it in my heart, and I don't want it in my habit system. There's a song I love says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That was a song that David sang. Cast me not away from thy presence. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Take not thine Holy Spirit from me. That's a, you know, I was taught that you don't have to pray that anymore. But that's not true. That's a good prayer. That's a wholesome prayer. You can drive evil far from you. And those are good prayers. I want the holy presence of God in my life at all times. Wherever I go, I want His presence. I want His welcoming presence around me to help me represent who He is. And people don't like it. You know, when people love the world, it makes them feel uneasy. But I don't mind that. That's fine. But I want them to know God is. And He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And when people don't want the presence of God around, they're not going to want me around. Because I bring the presence of God. Too many times, when you bring up the subject of the Lord and His Word and things He's talking about, people always have something to do. But that's their choice. There are people out there who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those are the ones I'm after, and you can't catch them trying to quell down the fire of God because people don't want it. If they don't want it, they just don't want it. That's not my problem or my business. But to those that want it, see, sincerity attracts sincerity. And I'm trying to, you know, the life of God attracts those who desire the life of God. Everybody's not going to be saved. Everybody's not going to choose Christ. And everybody's not going to appreciate the love of God. And they come from everywhere. Even kinfolks. But there are people out there that want it. And those are the ones that I don't want to leave here when the Lord returns. I want them with us. And I want the glory. And Satan's not welcome. Satan's not welcome nowhere in my life. I want him gone out of my life. I don't want any satanic influences nowhere in my being. One of my upcoming favorite scriptures is, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Every part of me can be full of light. Every part of me can be full of light. And that's what I'm going to have. That's the way I want it. Every part of me, full of the light of God, full of His ways, His wisdom, His word, His courage, His bravery. Everything. His wisdom, His knowledge, His counsel. You see, the Lord thinks greater than we do. And sometimes He can say things that you must trust to partake of. We all trust God, and in whoever we trust, based on the past. That's why we trust people, based on the past dealings with them. So I say that I would do all this in His heart, because He's never let me down. He's always put me forward. He's always blessed me to go forward and not backwards. So I continue to speak. I would do all that's in His heart. And that enables me to do things I normally couldn't do. And it qualifies me for the plan of God that He wants to reveal. And whatever He brings to me, I must trust Him. And when I act on it or speak it, it becomes faith. Now I got faith on a greater direction. I can do more than I could before. It's important to graduate. It's important to graduate. Some people go to school for years and years and then they don't graduate. It's important to graduate, to finish, and then to finish the assignments that God will give. Because He loves us. His word is good and true. He's going to help us go forward, and that's just the way. That's the way it's supposed to be. Everything of God escalates. It gets better and better. There are greater graduations to happen. And see, while I'm doing these things, as I do these broadcasts, I learn things. I'm made aware of truth that already was. And I see it, and I trust it and walk in it. Now, the love of God is great. It's a great, wonderful thing. As we receive His love, we can display His love. He said, let your light therefore shine. If you want to help people that's contrary, that's the best way to do it. The continual living love of God will shut many mouths. When people want to be contrarian, they want a pity party, and they want to be down, they don't want to grow. And here you are growing and thriving in life. And they see it. What are they seeing? They see the Word of God in action. They see the life of God performed. And there's no wisdom or counsel or understanding against the knowledge of God. They see it in operation. You know what they're going to do? They're going to either change their opinions and repent, or they're going to leave your presence and try to forget about it. And the enemy will help them do the wrong things. And they'll slander you. But that's not your fault. And when people that know you, and they hear people talking bad about you, now they know what kind of person that is. See, when you love God, everything works out. There's no history of you cheating or stealing or backbiting, and then people slander you I said, Lord, I'm watching you now because I know that person won't do that. He or she, they don't do that. And they may not say anything, but they know better. All these things are true and wonderful. And the Lord uses things to help us all go forward. The living love of God helps us to graduate properly. See, when Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're growing and getting stronger and stronger and more stable and more stable. You're multiplying. And when he gives you wealth of any form, you'll use it to do more of the kingdom of God. And then when he give you, you may have started out praying for a dream car. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So you put the kingdom of God, you hold it as a greater priority than the dream car. And you're definitely going to get it, but you keep him first. And you do it his way. You follow the path that God sets before you. And see, remember, always remember, God is not limited to what we do. He gives us things according to his riches and glory. He can use your situation and give it to you. And it'll be legal and it'll satisfy the courts of heaven, whatever it is you desire. And not only will you attain it, but you'll be able to buy the tag, the gas, the upkeep, and everything. But this is why you must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God is going to also give you daily opportunities. If you can't afford the car that you're praying for, I'm just using that for an example. This could be anything. See, it could be a situation. You're on a fixed income and you don't have any hope of getting any other money. Pray for what you desire. God has so many ways to get something over to you. If you feel limited, he's not limited. And he's not limited by your little situation. Your situation can change quick. God can give you a better situation. Some people may have hurt their back and can't work. But they really want something and they're praying for it. You know, God may heal your back and you can go get your job again. You know, I don't know how he'll do it, but he'll do it. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness will take you out of the misery and into the kingdom of God. Whatever you have, bring it in the kingdom of God with you. If you have a job and it's a good job and you feel like, well, since I got this job, I'm not living by faith because I'm not believing God for my income. I'm just doing this work. The way you bring it into the kingdom is you work that job as unto God and you dedicate that job as unto God and you work it. And you believe God for the wisdom and the knowledge and to make it go, to make it better. And he'll use that job and cause you to be a blessing on that job. And he'll bless you in every way. Whatever you have, bring it into the kingdom of God. And he will multiply it and give it back to you. That's just the way it is. Now, I happen to be out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.